Okay, we are on Baba Kama. Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We continue in our discussions of Yeyush and Shinui. Again, tomorrow's daf we're going to be doing early tonight, so those of you that might be listening might already see two dafim up you're listening. But again, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, the first daf. Let us do Samach Vav Mabez, where we are up to. So we are in the discussions of Yeyush. We just had a Machlokas Tanoim, whether there's automatic yeyush, assumed yeyush, stam yeyush, by geneva or by gzela. So we had that machlokas from the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. We also had a machlokas on Amun Aleph, whether yeyush is kone or not. Rav Yosef says that yeyush is not kone even midrabanan, and we'll see that's how most Rishonim paskin, while Rabba had a suffek, whether yeyush is kone daraisa or kone derabanan. So we brought a Mishnah from this Mishnah from Kalim, where we tried to prove that Yeish is Kona, because all the Tanam held that the only reason the Machshava of the Ganav or the Gazlan would not work. What does that mean, would not work? That a Kli can only become Tamei once the processing of it is finished, and sometimes you're not sure whether it's finished, because it could be used in the present state, it could be processed more. So that is totally on the Machshava of the Balabais. So, is the Ganav or the Gazlan ever considered the Balabais? That was the Machlokas Tanon. So Gemara said, according to the second sheet, the Reb Shimon, by a Ganav, the Machshava is not Matame, because the Bailam didn't have Yeush yet. Mashpah, if the Bailam did have Yeush, so then it would be okay. So the Gemara said, no, Gevin Ukimta, we're not talking about Yeush there, we're talking about Shinui Maisa. Kitsan, the item was cut to be of proper length. So the Gemara says, Maskav la Rabba, no, that can't be, because we know that an Itzva does not need to be changed at all. So Ela Amarava, so up to Ela Amarava, about 12 lines down from the 12 lines up from the bottom. So back to the original question again: doesn't the Mishnah prove Yeush itself would work? And if that's true, that's a raya to Rabban against Rav Yosef. So Ela Amarava Hamilsa Kashiba Rabbal Rav Yosef Estrin Vatartin Shnin. For 22 years, this kasha of Rabba bothered Rav Yosef. Below Ifrika are the Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha. And Rav Yosef was not able to answer it until he became the Rosh Yeshiva. So what? All of a sudden, Rav Chaim Shmuel is asked, what, he gets Siyata Deshmaya when he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva? The answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special Siyata Deshmaya to the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Especially, imagine if you were bothered by Akasha for 22 years, you also deserve Siyata Deshmaya. Right? And once he became Rosh Yeshiva, so then he was given special Siyata Deshmaya, as the Ravid says sometimes, Soda Shemli Reyav. That's what Chaim Shmulevitz also explains in one of his Sichos, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, where there are different pshatim given what was the chait of Nadav and Avihu. Eish Zara, different pshatim, Bali Tosfos have. So one of the pshatim in the Gemara given is that they said, one of these two leaders going to pass on so we can become the leaders of Klal Yisrael? That's how Nadav and Avihu talk. Sons of Aaron and Kohen. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, no, maybe they were interested. They wanted to become the leaders so that they would have this special Siyata Deshmaya. Halachic intuition, right? As we discussed a little bit last night, I don't know if that would be a special thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe after you work hard enough. Libi Omer Li, Rashi said. But either way, they were still punished for it. They were still punished for it because it's still inappropriate to say if Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader, you shouldn't be looking out for personal gain, even spiritual personal gain, when you have Moshe Rabbeinu there. Either way, that's how he explains this Gemara, that he answered the question after 22 years once he became the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Gemara continues, what's the answer? So the Gemara says, Upirka, Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maisa Dami. Really, what occurred here by the Itzvah, you're right, it wasn't a Shinui Maisa. It doesn't need a Shinui Maisa. You just said that Itzvahs don't need Shinui Maisas. But it was a Shinui Hashem. It was a change in status. Change in status. Shini Maisa, my time. Why does Shini Maisa usually work? Hasa mei kara eitzim hashta kelim. By Shini Maisa, you take wood and you make it into a chair. That's Shini Maisa. Shini is Kona. Remember the two ways yesterday we discussed. How does Shini Kona work? But Shini Hashem nami mei kara kawile mashka vahashta avarzin. So the Shini Hashem also accomplishes a Shinui. Originally, it's called a mashka, a piece of hide, and now it's called avarzin. Now it's called an itzva. That was called a rug. Therefore, there is a Shini Hashem, and again, that's why the Mishnah is no riot to the issue of Yeush, because there's not only a Yeush factor going on here, but there is a Shinui factor, and therefore, don't bring me any rice. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'harei Meiresh, right, a board, to Ika Shini Hashem, a board, if somebody steals a board, that's a case of Shini Hashem, the Meikara Keshura V'hashta Talala, Why, originally it's a board, and Vahashta, and afterwards it would be a talala, a roof, right? If you put it in your on your house and you make a roof of boards, so it changes status. It went from a board to a roof, and yet the Mishnah says, Vitzah, the Mishnah says it idios, the Alamerish Hagazel Shabro Babira, they testified about the stolen board that they built into a house, Shenotel Dama Vivnetakaras Hashavim, that the Nignav only takes money and does not get the actual board back because of Takanas Hashavim. We want the Neganav to do tshuva, and if we make him break down his whole house and return the board, he's not going to do tshuva. So we say, you know what, keep the board and just give back the money. So Taima, the only reason, according to the Mishnah, that we let him keep it is b'bei Takanas Hashavim, halav hachi hadu be'enei, but without that, mashba, that he would have to give back the board. So what do you see from there? There is no such concept of this. There is no Shini Hashem in this type of context. Right? So therefore, we're back to the question. We're back to the question. Just for a moment before that, the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat in Simin Shin Samach. We discussed this at one time a long time ago, and that is: does Takanas Hashavim always apply? Are there cases where Takanas Hashavim doesn't apply? So in Shin Samach, the Rama quotes beginning of the Simin: Gazal Karka Ubana Aleha Binyanim Gedolim. You steal a piece of land and you build buildings on it. Says the Rama, Sarech listar hakol, ula hashiv hakarka labailum. Got to give it back. Right? Wow. Delo asu takanas hashavim bakarka. According to Rabbi Yeruchim, there is no takanas hashavim by karka. Right? So you would think, if you build the whole building, right, the guy's going to really do tshuva there. Right? If you make him tear down his whole building, what's the svar for that? Says the Sma, kavua va'omeid, since it is something kavua and it's always there, havile lameida, this shall nigzalhu velo havile leknoso, it's his fault. Land, you should know that this land is belongs to the other guy, and therefore, you know, you shouldn't have built on it. Other achronim ask on the sma, how does that svara work here? Right, it says the berhete. That's a type of idea called Takanas Hashuk, not Takanas Hashav. Takanas Hashav means you want him to do tshuva, so it doesn't matter how he got it and what he should have known. If you want him to do tshuva, you should give him kulas. So why should Karka be any different? He has to tear down his whole building. So that's why the Achronim on the page here, the Pesachei Tshuva, quotes other svaras. That maybe the point is that part of Takanas Hashavim is that maybe the Gazlin will never say anything and the Nigzal will never know. We'll never know, therefore we want him to do it. Here, the Nigzal knows his land. He knows where his land is. So, right, unless you say it's a case of Hasagas Gvul, but generally, and he doesn't realize where the fence is, but generally he knows about it, and because he knows about it, then that's not the regular case of Takanas Hashav. Takanas Hashav is not only to get the guy to do tshuva, it's to get the guy to do tshuva because the Nignav has no idea where it is and what it is. But by land, he's always going to know, so that's why maybe he doesn't apply by land. Either way, that's the Ramaz Psak in Choshen Mishpat in Simin Shin Samach. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, so you see a case of a board stuck into a house, there is no Shini Hashem. So therefore, back to the original question about Yeyush. We'll get back to the question in a second. Let's just do the answer. Amar of Yosef, no. Meresh Shmo Alav. A board is different. A board is unique. Really, there is a concept called Shini Hashem, and that applies in the case of the Mishnah and Kalim, from Mashka to Avarzit, from Mashka to Itzva. But by Meresh, specifically, a board is a board. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel. You don't prove it from people, you prove it from Sukkim, like we had yesterday. Shor and Ayel and Say, you prove it from Sukkim. The Tanya, as the Bryce says, Slos Abayas, Elo Hamalatatin, Via Ovim, Elo Hamarashos. Right? Even when they were already in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, in Yechezkel, they're still called Marashos, they're still called boards. Period. There's a big discussion here in the Rishonim. The question of the Gemara was on who? The Manda Amar Yeish Kani and the Manda Yeish Lo Kani. This last question, when we said, there's no such thing as Shini Hashem. And therefore what? So Tosva says, on top, V'stab Meiresh Kivan Shebeno'o Bebirum Is Yashem Ba'ilam Imenum. And a Meiresh, once you put it into the house, so Ba'ilam Ar Misyayish. So there's no such thing as Shini Hashem, but there must be Yeish, and you see, he could keep it. He could keep it without the Takarat Hashavim. So you see, Yeish works. But then he quotes Mashma, right, so it's Mashma will only answer according to Rav Yosef who says that Yeish is not Kona, and here you see Yeish does work, but Adarabba, Kol Shekei Tekashel Rabba, Tvei Lididei, Yeish Greita Kani. And over here, you needed Meirei Shmo Alav, so then Akadi Tekshel Rabba, Demehacha Mashma Yeish Lo Kani. your spot that Yesh is not Kona, because there is no Shini Hashem. Right? So Tosas and other Rishon on the Rashbi here also discuss whether this kasha is a kasha on the only the Manda Amar that says Yesh Lo Kani, Rav Yosef, or even according to the Manda of Rabba. But there is an important formulation later on in the Tosfos. We'll just take it out of context for a minute to talk about the topic that he discusses. The Od Yesh Lomar, it's about the 10th skinny line in Tosfos. Again, discussing the relationship of Yesh and Shinui. The Bechal Makom Avishini Hashem Grey Dakani Rav Yosef below Yesh. Really, Rav Yosef holds that Shini Hashem does work. Really, Meirish should have worked if it was a Shini Hashem, even without Yeyush. The Mashit Sarach Yeyush Ba'oros. Why do you usually need Yeyush? According to the Manda Amar that says Yeyush is Lokani, so what role does Yeyush play? Lav Mishum Kinyan. It's not because Yeyush is part of the Kinyan. In the case of yesterday's daf with the Begadim, does the Gan of the Gazlan have power of Machshava? It's not. The Kinyan Havi Mishum Shini Hashem Lechudei. The shinui is the Kenyan. V'hayeish ein sarach ella kidei sheyoel machshavas yichudo l'shavi avarzin. What does Yeish do there? It sets up the later machshava. Yeish is a setup koach. It does nothing by itself. It sets up. Zim lava Yeish ein kan shini Hashem. If there is no Yeish, then the person's machshava won't work, and there is no shini Hashem. And then he quotes v'chein behektish ba'imo Yeish. That's why we're going to have Gemaras that talk about Yeyush and Hektish. That's why it works there too. Why? Shem Yeyush ain't Shem Hektish Chal Alav ain't Kan Shinu Hashem. V'chein Tos Tos Vos Shini Rishus. Im ain't Yeyush ain't Shini Rishus. This brings us into the big sugya, which came up a little bit yesterday, but we're going to talk about it now. And that is, we know that even according to the Manda Amar that says Yeyush is not Kona, which is what Rav Yosef holds, but Yeyush does work teamed up with something else. For example, Shini Rishus. Or other types of shidduchim. We'll talk about shidduch rishus, where there's yeish and then I sell it. So the bial is b'siyayish. So even if I hold shidduch, is not kona. So I cannot hold it. But when I sell it, the person who bought it is kona it. Nothing wrong with that. That's called yeish and shidduch rishus. The question is, why does that work and how does that work? So even to get into that, there is an interesting machlokas, and that is, according to the Manda Amar, yeish is not kona. Like the Rambam says, like the Rush says, but the Rush does add in a factor here. Even though we paskin that Yeish is not Kone, but the Kaimelon Karaba the Koni Yeish Lechumra, but you still should be Machmir Lechumra that Yeish is Kone, and therefore the Imkidish Isha Bigzela Achar Yeish Sricha Get. Right. Let's say a man steals something and then he's Mekadesh a woman with it. After Yeish, she should get the get. The Rabba Savar de Lachala Pachos Kani Midirabanan. Ami Midaraisa Kaimon de Yeish Lo Kani Kulo Krav Nachman Krav Shesis Krav Yochanan. Really, we paskin bigger that it does not Kone. Ami Yeish Shini Rishus O Yishin Yashem. That would work. That's the sheet of the Rush set. The Rush says that Lachumra you should be Machmer for Yeish Kone, and therefore if a man after Yeish takes something as Bekadish a woman with it, so then one should require the get. The Gemara seems to say something like this in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Beis has a similar case, and it seems to say that Kitsha Begezel after Yeish is Mekudeshes Mida Oraisa. Not just the Chumra. The Gemara says there, Hahi Itzadavi Kamashe Kara B'Mishkola Demaya. There was a woman that was doing something with a basket. Asa Hu Gavra Chatav Zuzi Mechavre. A man went, grabbed some money from his friend, Shadala threw it to her, Amarle, Mikdashesli, right, be married to me. Asa hu gavra l'kami d'rava. Somebody came in front of Rava. Amar les t'chash l'hadr abshimin d'amar stam gazelu yeyush b'ilam havei. Right? Aren't you worried that there was yeyush here and therefore this marriage should work? Right? Mashma from Nakamara, the Ritva says that had yeyush worked, it would be a good kinyan. It would be a good kinyan. The question is, right? How could it be a good kinyan if, right, it was, sorry? If there was Yeyush, what did the Rosh say? We're Machmer L'Chumra, they should hold of it Midrabanan. But there, the Gemara seems to say that even Daraisa would work. Why? So say the Rishonim, Bon Ke'echad. Right? Just like we have a case, how does a woman get her get? She doesn't have her own Yad. Gita V'yada Bon Ke'echad. So the Rishonim here say the concept of Gita V'yada Bon Ke'echad. That's what the Ritva here says in Maseches Kiddushin there at Daf Nun Beis. That even though it has to be the man's before he gives it to the woman, the second that he gives it to the woman is as if he has it and is being given to the woman. Bon Ke'echad. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. Again, the Machlokas between the Rush in our sugya and the Ritva and others in Maseches Kiddushin, if after Yeish I take something and I get married with it, is that just a Chumra Midrabanan because maybe Yeish is coded by itself, like the Rosh says? Or no, says the Ritva, it's Yeish and Shidi Rishus, and is Ban Ke'echad, and therefore it would work. So the question is, what's the Machlokas about? What is the Machlokas? Why should you say that Shidi Rishus works in that case fully, and is mine before I give it, or not? So the major discussion in the Achronim is, how does Yeish and Shidi Rishus work? Is it a real team effort? Yeish does something and Shini Rishus does something, right? And they both work to solve different problems. Maybe Yeish solves the problem of Isura Asiliyadeh, and then the Shini Rishus actually does the Kenyan. Or do we say that one plays the role and the other is just kind of a helper? So Tosfos here has the clear understanding that Yeish is just a helper. Yeish is a setup. Yeish maybe takes away the problem of Isura Asiliyadeh. I got it by Isser. So you're miyayish, but it's I still got it be'isser, so it doesn't work for me. But the second I give it to you, so then memela works, because you got it beheter. The original owner had given up on it. So that's what many Rishonim would hold, that yesh is just a setup for the later Shini Rishus. Masha'en Kane, other Rishonim might say it's a real team. It's a real team. Or others might say maybe the Shini Rishus just solves a problem while yesh is the ikker. That's a less common shita, but that is what some Rishonim say. So Lamai Nafkamina, one big Nafkamina is, does it matter the order? What if I sell it to you and then Yeish takes place? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says the order does not matter. The Rambam says whatever happens first, Yeish and Shidi Rishus, the Rambam says in Ilchas Geneva, in Hey Gimel, that it doesn't matter what happens. The Gemara later on seems to discuss this, but why should the order make a difference? So it makes sense if you say Yeush is to get out of a problem and Shidi Rishus then could work, then you would need Yeush first. Because if you sold it before Yeush, the second guy has the same problem of Isura Asiliyadeh. So it's not going to work. So only if Yeush happens and now you give it to him, that's where the order would make a difference. But if you say it's just like a team effort, they each solve different problems, so maybe the order would not make a difference. And there are other nafkaminas. The Minchas Chinuch, the Ksos, has a fascinating nafkamina. What about could a Ganav give it to a Katan? So we know Bali Tosfos say in many places that you could be makne to a katan da'oraisa. Dasachar is makne. Could the Ganav give it to a katan? So that says the Ksos is totally on this issue. If you say that the Shini Rishus is the Iker and the Yeish just sets something up, then that's called Dasachar is makne because the Ganav is playing a role. He's giving it. Masha Enkate, if the Ganav is doing nothing, it's just an automatic, right? So then you would say maybe it does not work. Or maybe you could say the opposite. Maybe it's Dasachar is makne directly from the original owner. Either way, that's a discussion in the Achronim. So again, so let's get back to the original Machlokas. According to the Rosh, Yeush could be a real player. And if Yeush is the real player, so then no real Kinyan happens at the moment of the Shini Rishus. So if no real Kinyan happens, you can't say Bon Ke'echot. There's no real Kinyan happening there, so therefore it's just Chashash L'chumra that they're married. But if you say a Shini Rishus is a real Kinyan, so then just like Get, then just like other contexts, just like Shtar Shichrur, then maybe you could say that the principle of Bon Ke'echot would work. Okay, I'm sorry there's a lot more here, but as we know in Merubah, we continue. Again, just to know the three different opinions in the Rishonim and the Achronim, how the principle of Yeish Rishini Rishus work. Everybody agrees that it works. Machlokas, does Yeish could he cut it by itself? That's the Machlokas Rishonim, most say no. But everybody agrees Yeish Rishini Rishus work. The Machlokas is, how does it work? Okay, third line. Reb Zeira Amar. Reb Zeira says, Shini hachozul b'riyaso b'shini hashem lo havishinui. Another principle. Why does meirish not work? Because it is a shinui hachozul b'riyaso, a shinui that could be taken back, undone. It's chozul b'riyaso, and therefore it's not called a shini. Right? We had this a few days ago. One of the answers that we had to the question of why do you need two psukim for shini kona to tell me even by shini hachozul b'riyaso, by shini maisa maybe it would be a good shini according to that. But Reb Zeira says no. Shini Achoz L'Briyaso is not a good Shini. Ask the Chalushi Arim, why not? What's wrong with Shini Achoz L'Briyaso? Right, it's a Shini right now. So why should you say that it's not called a Shini? So he answers, Kibon Shiyish Efshoros L'Hachzer Kein Shegazal Eino Niftar Me Hashavas HaChefetz Atzmo. Right. Even if you want to say it's something different, it's not enough to remove a Chiyif Hashava. The fact that you could get it back means that there's still a connection to the original owner. And there's still a connection to the original owner, you have to give it back. You can't say it's not going to go back because there's still a connection to the owner. The Shram Ziyana Balacha here, which I'm very excited that yesterday I finally found. I was in two different Sfarim stores yesterday, the Bells of Beis Medrash in Mea Shearim, and each one of them had a different volume. The first one only had Chelek Beis, the second one had Chelek Aleph, Baruch Hashem. So says the so Shram Ziyana Balacha here quotes one of the Achrodim who explained, based on this concept of Shini Achozer Libriya. So, to explain a Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, by Safik Gineva, a Shini Chozer Libriyasa would be Kona. So the Magen Mishnah says, if it's only Safik Gineva, you're not sure, so Shini Chozer Libriyasa would work. Why? So he explains, to quote the Siach HaSada, to Bekal Safik Yishad Leheter Vitzad Leisser. In every Safik, you have a Safik, whether it's Asr or Mutter. Vahada Chozer Libriyasa Lo Mahani, what does it mean Shini Chozer Libriyasa doesn't work? It means it's not a Shinui Gamor, it's a little Shinui. It's not a Shinui Gamor. So in a regular case, as a Chiddush Yarim, you have to give it back. Because even though it's a little Shinui, it's not enough to remove the Chiyav HaShava. But it's still a qualitatively somewhat of a Shinui. Because if you look at it right now, it's a Shinui. If you look at it in the based on the future, it's not a Shinui. But if you put together the Suffolk of Geneva with the Suffolk of maybe this is a Shinui, so he says maybe then you could be Golakula. It's kind of like a sex fake of Lakula. So therefore, maybe that's why it would work. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. By a Suffolk in Neva, Sashivit Achoz Libriyasa would work because both of those act as a. There is a Suffolk Lach Hakel in both cases. So that could team up to say it's good enough for you to keep it. Okay. Says the Gemara, so Shini Achoz Libriyasa is not a Shinui. Says the Gemara, is that true? Vishini Hashem Shini Achoz Libriyasa Miyavi Shinui. Baharit Sinor. What about a pipe? Putting a pipe into a mikvah. The meikar katitzta v'hashtet sinora. First it's a piece of, it's a log. You had pipes out of wood there. And then later on, now, it's a pipe after you hollowed it out. Vitanya, and the Brisa says, the Tosefta says in mikvos, sinor shechakako l'basov kavo, if I hollowed out this pipe first, I made it, it got a shame kli. And then I was kobeya it into the ground, posel as a mikvah. That posels the mikvah. Why? Because we know there's a psul called mayim she'uvin. I'm not allowed to have gathered water, water that was gathered in a kli, cannot be used for a mikvah, and therefore if I have a kli and the water passes through this kli, so then it passes the mikvah. So if I made it a kli, and then I was kovei it into the ground, so what? It still has the same kli, and therefore it passes the mikvah. Kavau l'basof kakako, but if I first took a piece of wood, I stuck it into the ground, very hard, so it basically becomes part of the ground. So then, l'basof kakako, and then I dig out, so then ain't a posel as a mikvah, that doesn't passel the mikvah. Rav Moshe's lashon in a tshuva is, it's just like I'm digging in the ground now. If you put the piece of wood all the way into the ground, and then you dig into that piece of wood, so it's like you're digging in the ground. So that doesn't passel, so it's like water that flows on the ground. And that's not shu'uvin. And therefore, it's not going to passel the mikvah. But it says the Gemara, V'i amr shini Hashem milsahi. But if I say, shini Hashem does accomplish something, right, if I say that, so afilu kvo l'basof chakako nami l'pasel. Even if I set it into the ground and then carved it out, it should also passel, because if shinui works, right, so then as a shidi achozer libriyasa, right, I can just take it out of the ground, right, and make it into a kli. So why shouldn't that passel? Or the question might be smoother if this is just a question on shini Hashem. You see the girsa on the side, I forgot I wanted to mention that on the side here, if shini Hashem milsahi. Just a question on Shini Hashem, not Shini Achoz Libriyasa, because taking it out of the ground, is that Achoz Libriyasa? So the question on Shini Hashem, I think, flows a little smoother. Is there a concept of Shini Hashem? You see here, even if you you carve it out after it's in the ground, if you hold up a concept of Shini Hashem, you should say it passels now, because now it becomes a kli. Answers the Gemara, Shini She'iva, Debidu Rabbanan hi. No, Mayim She'uvin is different, because it's a Psul Rabbanan. Major Machlokas Rishonim, Halacha L'maisa, very important. What does that mean? That the Psul of Mayim She'uvin is the Rabbanan. Does that mean that all, the whole world of Mayim She'uvin is Drabanan? Meaning even if most of your mikvah is She'uvin, it's Drabanan? That's only a Drabanan problem? That's what the Ri holds. In Tosfos in a number of places. Baba Basra Samach Vav in 1. Rov Rishonim, that's what the Ri holds, and that's what the Rambam holds. But Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi right here holds that no, She'uvin of Gimel Lugin, She'uvin in the mikvah is Drabanan. If most of your mikvah is She'uvin, that's Daraisa. That's the Raisa problem. So as Rashi here says, what's She'iva? Masha mikvah nifsal b'gimel lugin mayim she'uvin midrabanan hi. But if it's, Rashi says it befirish in other places, if it's mostly she'uvin, it's Daraisa. So, but either way, the right here says, when it's drabanan, so then we don't have to worry about this problem of shinui. Right? You don't have to worry about this problem. He has the Gemara, ihachi wa minet afilu dereshanami. So if that's true, then even deresha Meaning, even if you carved it out before you put it into the ground, why aren't we makel? It's just like Gemara, no. Hasam ikataras kli alaf. Betalash. Over there, it already had a shame kli. It already has a shame kli. It's good apostle. Hache etaras kli alaf betalash. Here, it did not have it. So the issue is, can we prevent it from getting a shame kli? So the answer is yes. We can prevent it from getting a shame kli. Okay. There is an interesting discussion I saw in the Moris Hadaf here. It quotes all of the Achronim, the Rodeh Bihud, and others. And that is mikvahs bezman hazeh. So mikvahs bezman hazeh, let's say cement is poured. So how could present-day mikvah is made of cement be kosher? Pouring cement creates a basin, a kli, and immersing oneself in a kli is ineffective. Right? When we pour the cement for a mikvah, isn't that a kli? So earlier, in the times of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Marsham, the 1800s, so they made these cement mikvahs without reinforcements around it. So if you would ever try to move it, it wouldn't be able to be moved. So therefore, some poskim said, if it can't be moved, it's like the ground. It's not a kli. Kli has to be able to be moved. Right? So we have it by Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Right? You have to have a, if it's not movable, mali v'reikon, so that's not a kli. It's not a kabel tumah. So to here, that's what some of the early achronim said. It's considered permanent here, part of the ground, because it cannot be moved. But later on, he writes in 1933, when they were building certain mikvahs in London, they put iron bars around the mikvah, around the cement to strengthen it, and therefore it was possible to move it. So the question is then, the poskim had, so what do you say there? So does this ruin it? So there are a number of achronim, the minority opinion from the Menachas Yitzchak and others, who said that, yeah, you can't use the metal bars, because that would give it a shape kli, and then the whole mikvah would be shuvin. But Rav Chaim Ozer and Rav Meir Shapir and other poskim permitted it. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's not meant to be moved. Lamaisa is not built to be moved. Even though the water basin is transferable, in practical terms, mikvahs are never moved. So the water basin can be considered part of the ground and not a kli. That's what the Sheva Halevi also holds. And Rav Moshe discusses this, but that is halacha Lamaisa, halachas of mikvahs. Mikvahs is one of those areas of halacha that the average Jew doesn't really know how to build a mikvah, I would say, myself included. Right, you got to know specifics. Even if you know certain mikvos, you know certain halachas where it comes up at the Gemara, you've gone through the Mishnayos, you need a real expert. Right, that's why there are only a certain few Bekiyin that are in charge of building mikvos. Mikvos, Erevin, right? You have to spend quality time, not just learning where it comes up in the Gemara and the Machlokas Rishonims and the Lumdas. You got to spend time Lamaisa building mikvos. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have those kind of people also. So Meisvei, Vayter says the Gemara, Haganav Hagazlon v'ha'anos, Haganav Hagazlon an anos, somebody who forces you but gives you money. Hekdesh and hekdesh shuvasan shrumo meiser and meiser. In all these cases, if a ganav is makdashit or takes shrum or meiser, then it works. So what do you see from there? Yeish kone. See yeish kone from there again. Kasha on Rabba on Rav Yosef. Kasha on Rav Yosef. So Gemara answers Amri Hasam Ikashini Hashem. No, there's a shinui to make karativla. Vahashta truma. No, originally it was tevel, and now it's truma. Hektish, meikar chulin vahashta hektish. Originally it was chulin, and now it is hektish. So you see there's a shini yashin there, it's not just yeush, and therefore, no problem. The Tosas Rid says that the whole havamin is, it must be where we heard there was yeush. They will hear there was yeush, says what? Because it says a ganav and a gazlan. What is automatic? That's against both tanon that we had yesterday. One says it's automatic yeush by a ganav, one says by a gazlan. Nobody says both. So the Tosafot said it must be talking about a case where there was automatic yeish. The Achronim though discuss a Rashi here. Rashi says hekdesh and hektish va'aser lehanos shrumasan aser lazarim alma kani lebiyeish. What's Rashi emphasizing? We know the halacha of what hektish is and what shruma is. So the Pnei Yoshua and the Ar Sameach were both machaving to the Tosafot Rid on our sugya, who holds that when it says hekdesh and hektish and shrumasan shruma and shmaiser and meiser, it does not really mean it. It just means lechumra. It doesn't mean that the kohen is allowed to eat the truma. It just means that a czar cannot eat the truma. Because how can you say, even if you say yesh is kone, does that mean fully kone? So that's what Rashi is alluding to, right? It's kone in terms of iser, right? In terms of chumra. That's what all of those shittos say, right? That was in the Havamina. The Gemara answered, there's a shini hashem. Originally it was tevel, and now it's truma. This is an important line for the sugi that we've touched on a number of times, and that is tevel asur as a unique, separate iser? Or is tevel aser because of the truma in it, the truma shabo? So his main raya, Tosas is his main raya. Tosas in Yuvama says, what's the main raya that it cannot be also because of the truma shabo? Because then a kohen should be able to eat tevel. Of course, should be able to eat tevel. So if it's only also because of the truma shabo, So that's Tosfos says Raya that Tevel is a separate Shei Misser. Rashi there seems to say that it's only also because of the Truma Shabbo. So why should it be also then for a Kohen? Because the answer is it could be that if Torah says a Kohen cannot eat Truma until there's a Maisaf Rasha. So it could be also because of the Truma Shabbo, but until there's a Maisaf Rasha, it's still Usser. Either way, this Gemara is interesting related to that, because it says it's a Shini Hashem from Tevel to Truma. So maybe that leans towards Shitas Tosfos. Not a fundamental riot, but it leans towards Shitas Tosfos. Okay, there's more to talk about there, but we'll continue. Amar Chizah Rabbi Yonasa Minayin L'Shini Sheni Kone. You see the Tosfos ahead of us. Amar Chizah Rabbi Yonasa Minayin L'Shini Shu Kone. Shenem Rav Ejav Gzela. Hadid O'Shini Is Kone Vejav Gzela. Ma Tamal Amar Shagazal. Asher Gazal. Im Kei Shagazal Yasef Mlata Mabal Mabal Shlume. We had it yesterday. So Hai Asher Gazal Miboy Lemute Gezel Aviv. Shein Amos Av Chomash Gezel Aviv. So Hai No Asher Gazal is used up already to exclude if you steal something from your father, you're not Mos Av Chomash. So you learn both of them. Different formulation. Amar Chizah Rav Yonasan. Minayin L'Shini Sheina Kone. Hani L'Shini is not Kone. Shnei Rav Heishav is Gzeila Mikol Makom. Heishav Gzeila always. V'aksev Asher Gazal. Doesn't it say Asher Gazal? Hahu Mibayle Al Gzeilo Shelo Mosef Chomish. Vein Mosef Chomish Al Gezel Avim. So interesting. One of the Akronim I saw say, usually your Ikeda Amres, you know, what's the Svar Pshuta? What would we have said without any Psukim? Right, which shouldn't be Kona or not. So it sounds like from here that we would say opposite. It sounds like it's amazing machlokas. This machlokas is, what would we have said without psukim? Shini Kona or Shini Eino Kona comes along the pasuk to tell me, you know, what we wouldn't have thought. That's what it says, sounds like. The Beis Yisrael says, right, the Makar Mayim Chayim. Yesh Eja Svar Rishonu Pshuta Lagabi Shinui. Right, in both ways. They said, that's what you have to say. That's the kind of machlokas that it sounds like to be. Machlokas about the Svar Pshuta. What would we have said about Shinui? Viter. Amar Ula. Minayin Yesh Eino Kone. How do you know Yesh is not Kone? Ula holds like Rav Yosef. Right? Most Tanoim and Amoraim. Most Amoraim hold like Rav Yosef, and that's why we paskin like that. How do you know Yesh is not Kone? Shedemar Vavesim Gazal Sebisech Vesachola. Pazik says in Malachi, Hashem doesn't want our karbonis. Hashem says, you bring stolen and lame and sick karbonis to me? So in the same pasuk is stolen and lame. So we say, gazel dumi to biseach. Stolen is similar to lame. Ma piseach to less like the kanta klal, just like a lame karbon is permanently, cannot be used. So av gazel to less like the kanta, so too stolen karbon is permanently unable to be used. Lo shno lefnei yeish, lo shno la'achar yeish. Not doesn't make a difference before Yeish or after Yeish, it cannot be used. That's the mucker for Yeish Nakone according to Ula. So the big discussion down here in this big Tosfos is basically two days. It's two days in Tosfos. Tosfos asks, the question is a steer in Ula. That's the problem. Here Ula says Yeish is not Kone, and the problem is in Masechas Gittin, Ula seems to say that Yeish is Kone. Right, that's the machlokes, that's the stira. So the question is, what do you say? What's the rule and what's the exception? That's the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says on the third line of the big Tosfos, V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, to bechol makom yeish kone, really yeish is kone, meaning the other Gemara is primary. This Gemara is the exception. Really, even though Ula says, how do you know yeish is not kone, it doesn't really mean that. It means, how do you know yeish is not kone specifically here by karbanus. Right, v'shaini, right, rocklin, yin karban, mishub dahave, Mitzvah haba bavera. Here is different because of mitzvah haba bavera. If you stole it, even if you say Yeish is kone, still mitzvah haba bavera. What's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? An amazing chiddush that even if in dine mominis something is yours, the stigma of mitzvah haba bavera still stands regarding karbanus, and therefore you cannot give it as a karban, even though it's yours. Even though it's yours because Yeish is kone, you cannot give it as a carbon. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get back to that in a second. The Ri, and they all talk about seven different Gemaras to fit into their shita. That's what the whole Tosfos is about. And the Ri go about the halfway down in Tosfos towards the end of the line. It says, Al-Kain Nira L'Ri, the opposite. To Bechol Makom L'Ula Yeish Lokani. Really, Ula, this Gemara is the major Gemara. Ula really holds Yeish is not Kone. The other Gemaras, all the other Gemaras, there's something else going on with the Yeish. And that's why it's Kone. Either it's the Shini Hashem, or it's the Shini Rishos. All the other Gemaras have something there, and that's why it would work, but really, the Iker is Shinui Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's also a Gemara later on here, that's Sadak Dalan, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes Rebbe Elazar Omer, Harisha Gazal Sa'a Shalchitim B'Tachna Ba'afar V'Hif B'Shmen Achala Ketzin Mevarech Einzim Mevarech Ela Menaitz. The Gemara says, if somebody steals a Sa'a of Chitim, right? Steal the saw of chitim, and then you grind it up and you make it into challah. You can't make a bracha on that afreshas challah, right? Because ein zem varech ala menait valzeh nemar botzeah beirech niyetz Hashem, right? It's disgusting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Elazar says. So the Achronim Rav Salvechik asked the following question. We have already, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Artosis, what do we have? That even if you say Yeish is Kona, even if you say that, you still have a problem. Mitzvah Babavera. You still have this. The stigma still lasts, right? Based on the fact, based on which pasuk, Vaveisam Gozel Esapiseyah, based on that pasuk. So ask Rav Salvechik, so what is that Gemara bringing in a new pasuk for? Boseya Birch Neitz Hashem. What is that Gemara saying? Even if Shinu, you did a Yur Mishana, right? You changed it, you ground it up into a challah. You can't make the bracha on challah. Two different psukim. One here by Yeush and one over there by Shinu. What's the difference? Why do you separate pasuk? So one answer is that you might have thought Yeush is weaker. Maybe you would have thought that Shinui is somewhat stronger, and therefore there is no mitzvah ba'baveira after Shinui. Kamash v'lan, even after Shinui. There's still a stigma of mitzvah ba'baveira. That's one answer given. Rav Salvechik's quote, Rav Shechter quotes this in a footnote in Eretz HaTzvi, on page Lamed. Quotes in a footnote, why would you need a new pasuk? If you, assuming that Shinui and Yeush are not so different, if you hold both of them are kona, so that, and the mitzvah ba'baveira stigma lasts until even after that, so why should you need a new pasuk? So Rav Shechter quotes as follows. Because what's the context over there? Hafrashas Chala. By Hafrashas Chala, there are two things going on. There is a matir of the rest of the Isa, and there's a mitzvah. So maybe you would have said that mitzvah ba'baveira only affects the kiyum, but there's still the kiyum ha-mitzvah, but there's still a heter, there's a chalos heter, and maybe you can make a bracha on a chalos heter. You make a bracha by shchita, you make a bracha by chalitza, that might be a matir, right? You make brachas you don't make a bracha by chalitza. You make a bracha by shchita, that's one matir, other matirim. So the so you might say, says Rav Shechter, I think quoting the Rav, that you might say that you can still make a bracha related to the chalos heter. Kamashma, that's the pasuk. Batzia birach niyetz Hashem, you cannot make a bracha on a heter. Where do you see this concept? That mitzvah ba'baveira relates to a kiyum ha-mitzvah and not to a chalos? So this is a well-known, in Masechta Sukkah, a well-known minchas chinuch. Tosfos on Daf Tes in Sukkah asks, the pasuk quoted there in the Gemara excludes a stolen sukkah gzula. So Tosfos there asks, what do you need a separate pasuk to exclude sukkah gzula for? Isn't it a mitzvah ba'baveira? So Tosfos comes up with this humongous chiddush, mitzvah ba'baveira is only a psul to Rabbanan. That's Tosfos. Says the minchas chinuch, no. It's a different answer. Mitzvah ba'baveira just says that you don't get the mitzvah of sukkah, but you're still sitting in a sukkah. The pasuk comes and tells me you're not sitting in a sukkah, and it's as if you're eating outside the sukkah. Right? So that's, even though you're sitting in a physical sukkah, so that's another context where we see mitzvah ba'baveira only affects the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Psukim might do even more than that. So here the pasuk says you can't even make a bracha by hafrasha, but for the chalos heter of hafrasha, there it says you're not even sitting in a sukkah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, there's a lot more to talk about Mitzvah Ba'baveira, obviously, but we'll continue. So tonight, but by the way, remember, tonight 7:30. Tonight 7:30 is tomorrow's daf, right here. Tonight is 7:30. Okay, Rav Amar second by Mehacha, Karban of Aloha Gazel. From here you know the Yeish is not Kona at all. Amas, so your carbon, not a stolen carbon. So what is that pasuk talking about? Ilei Melefnei Yeish. Pshita Lamalikra. So if it's before Yeish, obviously, it's not your carbon. Elo Lavlacher Yeish. It must be after Yeish. Vishvamin Yeish lo kani shvamina. So you see, Yeish is not kone. I the Harava who damar goes a carbon to chavre. Didn't we have yesterday the Rava made a new kimta? That the cases where you stole a carbon of your friend, you didn't steal an animal and then were mocked to ship. So therefore, there's no raya about Yeish. Ibayisema haderbe. Maybe he was choserbo. Ibayisema chad minay Rav Papa amra. Oh, maybe one of these was Rav Papa, not Rava. So therefore, that was the cause of the confusion. Tosas points out there was a girsa that one of these was Rava, and Tosas says no, it must have been Rava, not Rava. Why? Because people only get mixed up with a Rebbe and a Talmud. If a Talmud says something, sometimes you don't know if it was himself, like I just said, I don't know if it was Rav Shechter talking here or if Salvechik talking here. So I might say, right? Sometimes it's not clear. Right? So that's what Tosa said. Tosa's in Rava Amar. Right? Rava and Rav Papa, that you can make a mistake because Rava was the Rebbe of Rav Papa. Right? So you don't know sometimes. But Rava lived it at a different time. So therefore, that's why it's Rava and not Rava. What did the Mishnah say? That Dalar Vehei is only by Shor Vaseh. only by Shor Vaseh. So Vamai Neil Shor Shami Shabbos. Why don't you learn that we had at the end of the previous parak, the end of Akones, we discussed all the Gzeira Shabbos, learn from Shabbos that Dal Vahe should apply to all animals. Malahalan Chayv Ova Chayyosibahen, Avkan Chayv Ova Chayyosibahen, should apply to all animals. Ask one of the Achronim, don't you need a Mesorah for Gzeira Shava? What are we just trying to give, make up our own Gzeira Shava? The answer is no, there is a Gzeira Shava already. We just want to know what's included in it. Right? We have the Gzeira Shava, but what's included in it? Right? So therefore, so why don't you say it includes, goes to the Dal Vahe? So Amar Rava, Amar Kra, no. Shor Vaseh Shnei Pamim. It says Shor Vaseh twice in the Pasuk. Shor Vaseh in Midi Achrin Ilo. So it's a separate limud. It's an extra limud to say Dafka Shor Vaseh. So Amri Hemi Yater. No, maybe one of them is extra. Well, right, one of them is extra, and that's why you're saying it's extra to teach me to limit it. So what's extra? Ilema Sharva said the Seifa Miyat there is the Shor Vaseh in the second half of the Pasuk extra. Dinech Rahmana, because the Torah could have said Ki Yignov Shor Oseh Utzvacho Macharo Chamisha Bakar Yishalim Tachtav Arbat Son Tachtav. That's what the Pasuk could have said. The Gemara says no, because of Rahmana Haki. If that's what the Pasuk would have said, Hava Amina Boy Shlomi Tishla Kol Chad V'Chad, I would have thought you have to pay 9 for each one that you do, 5 and 4. Because it doesn't say 5 keneged the shor and 4 keneged the seh. If you leave out those two words, so I would have thought they all go together. You have to pay 9. V'chitim aksiv tachtov tachtov. But if you want to say no, then the last two phrases are separated by a tachtov. Chat tachtov miyater, and one tachtov is extra to make sure you don't think that. Where it says, no, homarei le the drasha achrina. I need that tachtov to teach me something else. The tanya, yachol ganav shor shavim mana yalim tachtov negidim. I might think that if I stole a shor that was worth 100, I could give back a very weak shor, a very lean shor. Tamal lamar tachtov tachtov. You got to pay back a shor that's similar, right? Getting back to our concept of restoration, not just compensation. So Ella the Gemara says, you're right. Shor v'sed dereshim yuter. The shor v'sed in the first half of the pasuk are extra. The nifter rachmana, the pasuk could have said, ki yignov ish utzvachu mecharo. If a man steals and checks and seals, then chamisha bakar yisham dachas ha-shor v'arbat so dachas ha-seh. So the Gemara says, no. Ikaz rachmana hachi, if the Torah would have said that, it also wouldn't have been good. Hava mina degonif trei v'tavachlu. I would have thought you got to steal two. Both of them and shech them. The Gemara says, no. V'tavachu l'ksiv, v'tavachu ksiv l'chad. You shech it. So you wouldn't have thought you have to do two. I would have thought you have to steal and sell both of them. No, it says you only have to sell one. No, this is what I would have thought. You have to steal two, shecht one, and sell one. The Gemara says, oh, micharoksiv. No, it says an O, so you would have known either or. Finally, the Gemara says, no, I still might have thought, I would have thought you have to steal both and then just do something to one of them. That's what I would have thought. So therefore, it's not extra. So we're back to the problem. If nothing's extra, so why don't you learn the Gzeira Shava? So Gemara says, no, there is something extra. El Ashar de Seifa v'sed de Reisha miyater. Take away one of them from each. De Nichta Rachmana ki Yignov ish shor utvacho umecharo. Chavisha bakar yishan tachtov arbat son dachas haseh. That's what it could have said, and there wouldn't have been any confusion. Shor v'de Seifa v'sed de Reisha lamali. Shema mina shor v'seh in midi achrini lo. That's what I would have said. One more question. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. What would have been the Havamina? I learned all Gzeira Shava, so all animals are like Shor Vaseh. So all animals would have been Chayav 4 or 5. Right? 1 is 4, 1 is 5. So what would have been Gzeira Shava? So the Pnei Yeshua said, you would have had to use the Svar that Gemara gives later on. Why? The difference is whether you have to carry it or not. So all animals that you have to carry will go like the sheep. And all animals you just have to lead will go like the shor. That would have been the Havamina. Okay, we'll stop here. That's it. Tomorrow we get into Nishtarish Bachet and Shana Bachet. Tomorrow, which is really tonight. And we'll get into Rabbi Yochanan about Gazal and Yashua Bailim, about Hakdasha. Hashem, that is tonight. Okay? Have a good day.